Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. La la la. Yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
What a lot of people don't know when we do our podcast, Deontay and me, is that I'm responsible for keeping the audio, editing it, and then posting it. And she and I did a few episodes a few weeks ago, and I managed to lose more than half of them.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are, Sarah. Can I tell people who you are?
Sure.
You're my girlfriend.
Hi.
Hi, and we're here in my apartment. So how long have we been dating?
Forever.
4 months yesterday?
That's what I meant by forever.
I left you a card and said happy month anniversary, and
you
didn't say anything.
Did I say happy month anniversary?
No.
I said thank you for the card.
Yeah, but you didn't say happy month anniversary.
That's practically the same thing.
No, it's not. No, thank you versus happy.
Hey, happy month anniversary.
A
day. Can you do belated?
No, it doesn't count.
Oh.
My heart hurts.
Does it?
A little bit.
I made you dinner.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It was very good since you want to do this keto diet thing. Yeah. Even though you don't need to do any diet thing, you're thin as a rail and tall as a tree.
Any other comparisons that you can make? I have to keep things tight and right.
They are.
I don't feel that way. I keep staring at the pool outside, and I'm not quite ready to put on a bathing suit and go out there yet, so...
So my living right by the pool is not doing you any good for your body image.
It's motivation.
You should come out here on a Saturday and see what you're working with as far as competition at the pool.
Yeah.
Then you're going to feel really good about yourself.
I have never compared my body to other people's
You're a
bodies.
Woman, so don't sit here and tell me I don't compare, I don't judge, because I know better than that.
I don't compare myself to other people. I've always been a competitive person with myself.
Oh, I do. I compare myself. Because in that instance, it makes me feel better about myself.
I'm pretty sure that's the wrong way to go about that.
Well, I know, but it's what I do.
Okay.
I'm willing to admit it, at least. It's more than I can say for you.
What? If it was true, then I would admit it.
Okay.
All right.
You're so full of crap. I asked you earlier this morning if you would do this with me.
Yes.
And you agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm holding you to that. And I've been going through ideas of what we should do in my head. And I have tons of ideas.
I have no doubt.
One in particular I would love to get into.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And that's this couples quiz that I found online. I know you're shaking in your boots over there.
I'm so excited right now.
I know you're not. It's okay. Relationship question number one. You and your partner are taking a walk in the park.
Mm-hmm.
One of you spots a $50 bill falling out of an elderly lady's purse. After discussing the situation, what do you and your partner do with the money? There are options. Option A, each of you wants to do something different and can't decide on whether to keep it or give it back.
Mm-hmm.
Option B, one of you runs up to the woman and gives it to her. Or C, one of you stuffs the money in your pocket and acts as if nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you being the kind-hearted person that you are, without a thought or without any options, you said, give it back.
Yeah.
And my answer is evaluate the woman, see what she's working with. Does she have on a fancy hat and a pretty little dress and a $600 purse?
Oh, wow.
Because if she is wearing those things, then I'm not as tempted to give her the money back. Whereas if she's like a kind of frumpy looking old lady.
Frumpy.
Isn't that a word?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If she is that kind of lady, and I think that the $50 probably is going to buy most of her groceries for that week, then I would probably give it back.
I am without question, regardless of how she looks or state of being, I'm giving the money back.
But come on, if she really needed it, then she would have made sure to put it somewhere secure.
Why? Maybe she was pulling her phone out of her purse and...
Put the money in the wallet.
I mean, sometimes you don't always have time for that.
She's an old lady. What else is she doing?
Exactly. Maybe her dexterity isn't as good and it's too hard to fumble with her wallet.
Then if she's not dexterous in nature, then she's probably not going to be strolling through the park. So your whole argument is not valid.
No, there's a difference between gross motor skills and fine motor skills.
Oh my gosh, Miss Science.
But look, I'm that person that has seen a wad of cash in the middle of a parking lot before at a grocery store, and no one was around, so I didn't even see it fall out of anyone's pocket, and I picked it up. I was heading out of the store, like not even going into the store, I was leaving the store, saw the wad of cash, picked it up, looked around to see if anybody was around. Nobody was there. I walked back into the store and gave it to the manager and said, if anybody's looking for a wad of cash, it was in the parking lot by blah, blah, blah.
Okay, here's another scenario. Yeah. So you go and you buy a whole bunch of groceries at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You put your case of water on the bottom, forget it's there.
Yes.
Leave the store without paying for it.
Yeah.
Get all the way to the car and you realize, oh, crap, I didn't pay for that
right.
thing of water.
Yeah.
Are you going to go back in and pay for it?
No, because okay, I've good. Actually done that before, and I feel like that particular store got plenty of my money, so I was fine with them donating some water to me. That's
okay,
happened
good.
To me before.
See, I have to be honest about something. I will take my nephew Jake to Target or something, and we'll get a little handheld toy train or something, $3, and sometimes he drops it between the seat and the edge of the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And I could almost honestly walk out of the store without paying for the toy and let him pay with the stolen toy. But
are you trying to admit that you've stolen toys?
No, somewhere? No. I have not done it. I've thought about it. It
you
has crossed my mind. I stood there at the checkout and I've said, nobody else is going to know that that toy's there. I don't have to pay for it.
Oh.
But then I would be teaching him.
Yeah.
He would learn nothing because he doesn't know the difference. But
true.
I would feel like I was teaching him to be a thief,
right.
and I'm not there yet.
So maybe when he's 5.
Maybe.
Okay.
So I haven't stolen the toys. But way to go with your honesty.
Thank you.
I wish I was as good as you. You are friends with another couple. You know that one of the people in that couple had an affair. Do you tell the spouse that his or her partner had an affair?
Oh, wow.
I don't really think we need the options.
Okay, we don't need the options on this one. Who are we friends with?
I don't know.
Well, are we friends?
A couple of people.
Like, but there has to be some sort of affiliation. Like, are we friends with the woman? Are we friends with the man? Is the woman the one that cheated? Is the man
well,
the one that cheated?
Well, you're friends with both of them, I would assume. I mean, maybe friends with one first, and
that's
then you
I'm
got
saying.
To know the other one through that person.
Where's your allegiance?
But neither one of them is your best friend.
Hmm.
Or just kind of a casual couple friend that you have Thursday game night with or something.
I think it matters on who you're friends with. So say, for instance, if we were friends with the woman and she's the one that cheated and her husband did not know, I think I would do whatever I could to encourage her to possibly maybe have a conversation with her husband about that, or decide what she's going to do, or have many conversations about why that happened to begin with, because obviously if you're sleeping with other people, something's wrong.
Yeah, something is wrong. Here's where we're different. I don't know that I if I were to have an affair with somebody, if I was to cheat,
yeah,
I would probably try and take it to my grave, as long as, and I say this, as long as it was a one-time thing. I guess that's different than an affair.
It's different.
Cheating
than an
is
affair.
Different.
Yeah.
An affair is a whole new
that's
level.
That's a whole nother thing.
But if I was to accidentally drink too much one night and slip up,
right.
then I would try my best to keep it to myself because
okay.
I would feel guilt that would be worse than anything anybody else could do to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
And it's not doing the other person any favors knowing that I screwed up, so
true.
Why bother?
I don't necessarily disagree with that. If it's a one-time super oopsie doopsie thing,
mm-hmm.
but even if it was twice and it was different people, if this is a pattern of behavior, you got issues that I cannot help.
No,
but,
I agree with you on
yeah.
that. I agree for sure. Telling the other person is doing more for yourself and trying to rid yourself of a guilty conscience than
yeah.
it is doing anything for that person. I mean, as long as you didn't make a baby out of it and you don't bring home any diseases,
mm-hmm.
I think that the other person is better left ignorant.
I still think it's a symptom of a problem. So I think I would probably encourage there to at least be a conversation. But the reason why I asked like what the affiliation was, because if we were friends with the woman, but the husband is the one that cheated and we knew that, I would probably give the dude an ultimatum and say either you say something or I am.
I think you just stay out of it. You have to stay out of it because you're it's not your place to intervene.
You're right.
Look, I have done it. I have done it. When I was in high school, I know this is going back a long way, but this has stuck with me. When I was in high school, my best friend went to a different school 20 miles away, mm-hmm. and her boyfriend went to my school. And I knew that the boyfriend was cheating on her with a girl at our school. Yeah. And so I told her. And now they're married and have a baby together. And she and I are no longer friends. I was trying to do what I thought was right.
Yeah.
But in the end, it didn't do anything but make me look like an idiot. Because I told her I was the tattletale. And yeah. he got away with it. I guess I should have just minded my own business.
I agree. I don't tend to meddle in people's business anyway. I have to answer the question how... I would answer, but really, honestly, I don't meddle in people's. I don't tend to give people advice. If they ask, I'll tell them, but I'm not one of those people that are like, hey, let me tell you how you should live your life kind of thing.
Typical Shannon right now, sitting here having this conversation with my girlfriend, Sarah, would worry a little bit because you're like, yeah, if it's just a one-time thing, I don't think you need to tell your partner. I said the exact same thing.
You said it first.
I acknowledge this. However, my... thought on it doesn't matter. Yours does. Well, because now I'm going to worry.
Oh, please. No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
How? Shut your face. No, you're not.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Next question. Let's see. An ex contacts one of you and you see nothing wrong with having a friendly relationship with him or her. The other is not sure about it and feels threatened. What do you do? And I guess as long as there are clear, defined boundaries... and there is no sign of any taking a huge step backwards with that person being inappropriate with you, knowing that you're in a relationship, then I guess it's okay. It would probably make me a little uncomfortable, if I'm being completely honest, if you were to do that. But I'm not your puppet master, so do what you want.
I think... if I was the person that was being contacted, I would try to be considerate of how you felt about that, but also try to be very reassuring that I was with you and not this other person. And would even maybe say, let's all get together for dinner, whatever, for the catch up and meet up, and they could meet you or whatever.
Are you friends with any of your exes?
No.
Have you ever tried to be friends with an ex?
No. I think that's I don't know. I think that's a strange dynamic. I have never tried to be friends with people that I dated after we broke up. I have lots of friends, so I don't necessarily need to be friends with people that I've been intimate with.
Number four, think about the last time your partner did something that upset you that you didn't bring up. Talk about that issue right now. Oh, my God. When you're done, which best describes your conversation? Oh, God. What's the last thing that I did that bothered you that you didn't mention that we could talk about in front of other people?
Oh, we probably can't talk about it in front of other people. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
What did I do?
I think so. Well, the last time I was upset with you was.
When I wasn't being nice enough?
Yeah.
Okay. The last time I was upset with you.
Oh, boy. And this is something I don't know about?
I'm thinking. Okay. I mean, I told you very vocally when I was really, truly upset with you. There's been one occasion that I've been truly upset and mad at you.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay.
And that I probably was more worried than anything.
Well, that's different.
Which is stupid. But I was mad because I don't want... I think being mad is easier for me than being worried or something vulnerable like that. So I just lashed out. So I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
The last time you did something that I know there's something. I know there's something because there was something I was debating talking to you about like within the last week or so. But I can't even remember what it was.
Really?
Yeah. I think for the most part, you are way better at this than I am. But we can talk things out.
Communicating?
I mean, yeah. I try. We haven't really gotten into any huge... knock down, drag out fights.
No, because I think if you have appropriate communication, then it doesn't have to get to that level. I think if you don't go too long without something bothering you and you communicate it when it is bothering you, then it doesn't sit there and fester. Typically, when it sits there and fester, then there's a blow up.
That's what I do. I let it fester.
That's awesome. But we don't have any blow up fights.
We haven't yet.
We haven't yet, but.
Oh, it's coming.
You think so?
I'm sure
it
is.
Who would win?
I would win.
You cannot win.
I would. If I had to ice you out and not look at you, not speak to you, not acknowledge your existence mm-hmm. in order to claim victory, yeah. I absolutely would do it.
That's how you would handle that?
Yes. If that didn't work, then I would resort to being mean.
You can't be mean to me.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, you can. You'll be single. What was that?
I've been not so nice to you about one certain topic.
Yeah.
But I was funny about it.
You were funny about it. It was passive aggressive.
I mean, obviously, you know that it bothers me.
Yeah, of course.
But I try to keep it lighthearted.
You are more proud of the jabs that you create
than
actually being mad about it.
Absolutely.
I think you're
am.
Just more proud of your jab.
I give myself so much credit for the things that I think of because I think I'm hilarious sometimes.
You make yourself like you will just sit there and just start giggling. You're having this whole conversation in your head that is clearly really funny to you.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't deny that.
You do. You get this little smirk on your face. You kind of make this thinking face. Sometimes you kind of furrow your eyebrows a little bit. And then you kind of turn your head to the side. You do. You just start giggling
mm-hmm.
all by yourself.
There's I'm
no
funny.
no conversation being had. You're just talking to yourself there in your head.
Yeah. I'm sure your friends, at least a few of them, have given you crap for your choice to date me.
No.
Really?
I don't think so. Nobody's given me crap about it.
Okay, here's a question for you that's not on the quiz.
Shoot.
I'm going on my own on this one.
Oh,
so,
rogue.
If you're telling somebody about me for the first time,
mm-hmm.
I want to hear what you would tell them. We can pretend to have that conversation if you want to. So, Sarah, I heard that you're dating somebody new. Why don't you tell me about them, please?
Mm-hmm. I would first start off by saying that she was very nice and sweet. Not now. If I was saying that now... I don't know that I'd categorize you as sweet, but
now,
well, we were toward more the beginning of our relationship,
I was sweet then and not now.
Not as sweet.
What?
You're more, I don't know that I would use the word sweet to describe you. You're a
thoughtful
person. Can you, will you let, I got this. You're thoughtful. You're considerate.
Mm-hmm.
You are one of the most genuinely kind people that I have ever met before. You have a very, very big heart. If I was describing you to other people, I mean, those are things that I say.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely say that you're not like someone that I typically would have dated.
Why is that?
Just different.
How? How am I different? I mean, I know you've dated mechanical engineers and maybe a scientist. Oh, a dental hygienist. So you tend to date smart people.
Yeah.
Like people that could carry on a conversation in your science world that you live in.
I do not need to talk about atoms at all times of the day.
You just prefer to.
No, I don't prefer to. Mental stimulation is one of the most important things to me. It's probably the most important thing mm-hmm. to me, but that's not at all what I meant by that. You're not dumb. I would not be with you if you were dumb.
So how am I different than anybody? Like, I'm very curious now.
Well, everybody has like a type.
Mm-hmm. So what's your normal type? And I'm just going to assume that I'm the complete opposite. So go.
A little more feminine-ish.
Okay. So, got it. I don't know if I should be offended by that.
You shouldn't be offended at all.
Okay.
I think you should be happier because I'm with you because I love you and love all the things about you. And that definitely goes, I mean, I'm clearly attracted to you.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
Thank you for being on my podcast with me.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to end it now because I find myself getting offended very easily at this moment. And I don't want to go there. So we should just stop our relationship quiz.
We'll end on something that won't make you offended.
I don't really have anything in mind right now. My heart hurts.
It does not.
I love you.
I love you.
I think that's a good way to end this with an I love you.
It's always
good. Even if it was awkward, you know, it's okay. I do.
Good. I hope so. I love you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.